is circle around, go down to southern Idaho and do some activism there, meet up with Ben Oscar and the other Idaho folks, and then make our way back up towards the Pacific Northwest. So the thing about this trip is it is going to take more than a day. Because even driving is going to take up most of a day, like at least 24 hours. So it is going to require us to stop for the night at least once, possibly twice, depending on how much we want to do. So my question is, so who actually wants to go on this? Does anyone have any questions about what it is exactly we'll be doing beyond what I have said? And do you have any recommendations? Because so far, what might be required is maybe a couple bucks for gas and a pitch-in in a hotel that we're all going to be staying in.
Are we going to be traveling in one big rental vehicle then?
No. So I have my SUV, which can fit a good amount of people comfortably. So you don't have to worry about that. And we can swap out and move stuff, etc. And depending on how many people we get, so if we get actually quite a few people, and depending on how we plan this, we might have two separate groups. So we might have two cars following each other.
Okay. We're going to meet in Montana, correct?
So we might meet in Montana. We might meet in northern Idaho. It depends on exactly where people are and where they're coming from.
And is that at the end of this month? You don't have to give a specific day.
I was aiming for the end of this month. However, I know there were a bunch of events planned that predated my decision to do this. So I'm going to have to give that priority and let people do that thing. Unless for some reason there's a bunch of people who just were like, I really don't feel like going on a hike. I want to go post-trip and do activism in Montana. But until I get any confirmation from that, we might have to wait until October.
Okay.
So you will have time. It's not going to be like, oh, I just did a hate hike and now I'm going to be heading over to Montana. Work is going to kill me, right?
Understood. Mm-hmm.
So I would love to have a lot of people come in. Of course, we're not going to be in a large group, just go like seven people walking on the street, doing stickers, putting up flyers, and just being conspicuous as hell. If we do have a lot of people, we're going to split up the groups and just, you know, divide and conquer.
Okay.
Darn it. I don't see an issue with having a bunch of guys going up and doing the whole sticker bit. You just have guys go on different streets and have like sets of two guys on either side of the sidewalk, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
You don't need to just be some big giant group. But a big group helps. Like, if we all just look like some college students just hanging out, having fun, and there's a couple guys in that group that can't be seen because there's a big group of people, they're putting up all the flyers and stuff. So there's benefits that way in doing sticker runs with large numbers of people.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a new area we've never done stuff in. The likelihood of anyone there knowing who or what we are is probably very slim. They probably won't even care. And by the time they look at a sticker and they go to the website link, we're already gone, right? So that's the benefit of going and doing activism in an untouched area, is that the people there don't know who we are until, of course, we hit the news, and then they know who we are. Like in Maple Valley, stickers stayed up in Maple Valley for a year until I got an article, and then I put some stickers up and they're torn down overnight. So it just kind of depends.
By the time any college student is done with their classes, or they're coming home from work, they're going into the grocery store and coming out with their groceries, by the time that happens, we're already either on the way to or in another city.
Right. So
it's not going to be an issue. I've actually been looking over the U.S. Census and looking at demographics. We need to know who is in that city. Generally, a lot. There's a few of them that are under 75% white, but like maybe like one or two. But majority of them are either above 80, 85, and some are even above 95%. So we really should not be running into any issues with any criminal activity, et cetera, et cetera. According to John, Missoula is a bit of a more liberal area. So we're left-leaning, so we might run into something, maybe. God only knows, but probably not. Very low probability. So let me ask... Town, right? Say again, Ethan?
I was just saying it's a college town, right? So
And Ethan, you were here for me telling, like, giving the introduction. This is for the Montana road trip.
Yeah, I'm probably not going. I'm just here hanging out, listening, so.
Okay, well, are you, like, really far west Washington, or?
Yeah, I'm, like, by SeaTac Airport.
Okay, because John might be coming, so if you're near John, then you might be able to come.
If I decide to go, I'll probably drag the guys over here with me.
I don't know. It depends. I was just doing stuff this weekend. I'm just not trying to do everything.
Well, this isn't like something coming up like within the next few days. This might be somewhere. It could either be at the end of this month or mid-October. This is something we're planning. This is pre-planning. There's plenty of time to prepare, have your obligation set. So don't think like, oh, well, I don't want to go right now because like I just did my thing and, you know, I have this weekend thing coming up. It's like, no, like October like 24th or some crap like that. Not that's the exact date, but, you know, something like that. So if it was like much farther, if it's much farther in advance, like mid next month or at the end of this month, would you be more willing to go, Ethan?
Yeah, I'd be more willing to go if it was, mid to late next month or something, maybe. It's just, I just joined, you know, I just went on the camping trip. I was just gone, you know, all day Saturday. I just don't want to, you know, annoy the shit out of my wife leaving, like, every weekend.
I completely understand. Just don't worry about it. Just relax for now. Yeah, for some reason you're able to come, then fantastic. If for some reason there are some complications or things you can't do, then by all means.
Okay, yeah, because I'd like to go. I've never been to Montana.
It's wide.
It's a beautiful state.
Not a lot of trees, but it's a beautiful state. So another thing I like to talk about is obligations financially. So currently there's about maybe four or five cities you want to hit. I'm not going to mention the names, but if we took an hour just to do activism in every town, by the time
it shouldn't take that long.
I know, but like obviously it wouldn't take that long. We'd probably be there like 30, 45 minutes, even less than that, depending on what we're doing. But some places might take longer than others, depending on the geography, traffic, what's going on, where we know. We're going to do a lot of scouting or virtual scouting to see where things are so we know where to go. So we're not just looking around town being lost as hell. But still, though, even the drive itself, we might have to stay at the hotel for a day. And, of course, I'd call ahead and make sure that we have reservation, make sure we can get a cheap room, etc. So with everybody going, would everyone be willing to contribute a small amount of money in order to rent a hotel room for the night?
I'd be down.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yes.
Yes. Although I'm also okay if we just wanted to pitch up a tent somewhere too, but I can drop my money for something too.
I mean, it's Montana, realistic.
We can get a cheap motel.
We can just be on the highway.
It's not going to be that expensive.
Yeah,
the most expensive thing is going to be gas.
Yes. Gas is going to be the most expensive thing. Literally what we could do if we really wanted to is just go on the highway, find an area with no fence, literally just turn right, drive for maybe like 15 minutes, and then just sit. But... this is going to be mid-October, and I don't know what the conditions are, maybe, depending. That's what it's looking like. But I want to make sure that, you know, we are on the main road track. We can get to something, and if an emergency comes up, and we can bounce if need be. So it's kind of like, yeah, we could go camping in the middle of Montana. But at the same time, it's like, this is us going to be hauling ass down the highways. So I do want to be in infrastructure. And I want you guys to be well-rested and have and fed.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, my ears are too short, that would be fine. But that, all good points.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we get a lot of recruits down there, then we'll probably do one. That's for certain. So think about it as an investment for camping. So we have that, and that's good. And I think everyone can agree with that. And we could probably stay at a Holiday Inn, something like that. So in regards of ProMat material, so if you are planning on us going to the Montana thing, we're going to be going through city after city, hitting college after college, and then we're hitting some southern Idaho towns as well. So we're going to be surprised at how quickly we're going to be running through ProMat. So if you can, either, I don't want to say
spare. That's another thing, ProMat. Our ProMat order, right?
Over here,
yeah.
I don't even have mine.
So. Yeah, I'm gonna DM Thomas and see if he's just gonna give me my pro mat when I see him at the end of the month.
We'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
And hell, Alex, if you're going down there,
I was already gonna buy extra pro mat because I'm basically out.
John, are you gonna be meeting up with Thomas too, or?
I might be. I'm going to go to Utah that weekend, so I might end up going on that camping trip. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like mid-October is what we're aiming for. I feel like that's what everyone will probably be more comfortable with, seeing as everyone's doing either the hike, and then they're going to have a time where they need to be with their family, at work, etc. So I guess I'll just need to do research, and if we are going to be doing mid-October, we are going to have to take winter conditions into consideration. The main thing I'm worried about mostly is just the highways and the roads, because it is Montana, and I don't know if they're going to be having snowplows just coming through down the interstate or not.
They usually do, because there's only like 3 interstates. I know there's the 15 and the 90, and I think there's another one. Those are the 3 main ways you get through Montana. So they care a lot about keeping those places nice.
Well, that's good. And we're all Pacific Northwesters, so a little bit of cold isn't going to, and snow is not going to bother us. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. So does anyone have any recommendations? Does anyone have any comments, questions, concerns, anything like that?
This is Vincent. I joined a little bit late. Were we talking about just a one-night stay in a hotel, and this would be like a Saturday-Sunday deal? Or are we thinking this might be like a Friday-Saturday-Sunday?
I think it's going to end up being a whole week ordeal.
It might be a whole weekend ordeal.
Take a whole day to arrive, you know?
So this is kind of this is for the Montana road trip. So basically the plan is, for the first day, is we're hitting up Montana and we're going around and we're just painting it red, white, and blue, as God intended. Then on the second day, we're going to be heading through Idaho and a lot of those other places. And I do want to meet up with the Southern Idaho guys, Ben Idaho, Oscar Idaho, et cetera. And I think it would be really good for them as well if they met you guys, because they're like, oh, cool. A bunch of these guys basically did a thing, came all the way to meet us kind of thing, right? So big morale boost.
Do you think any of the guys in Salt Lake City might be interested in coming up to Southern Idaho?
So here's the thing, I can actually ask John Utah that as well, because coming around October 8th, I'm actually going to be down in Utah for weddings. And I already got that plan with him. So I'm going to be messing with the Utah boys. So I'll ask them about it, and I mean, that would be really just funny if it was just a prod to, you want to go to Montana? Sure. And then just literally three states worth of people just went and did a bunch of activism in Montana. I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
If we had that many people, we'd have to take that extra day just to chill out somewhere and hang out. We have to. If we had that many people, I would feel like crap if we didn't.
Like, imagine this. We get three states worth of guys all doing like four or five banner drops around Boise, man. I don't know. It sounds awesome to me.
I mean, yeah, banner drops around Boise, doing banner drops in Montana, people going like, holy crap, these guys exist. And then, well, I'm seeing this is my baby. I'm probably going to go down there and interview them, bring someone with me. But yeah, no, just a bunch of people in southern Idaho. Then I'll try to compensate as hard as I can for northern Idaho. But yeah, so that would be awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely, I'll actually message John Utah and see if I can actually do a bit of a meeting with the Utah guys. Yeah, I think that would actually be really cool. So in regards of nutrients and food, so I'm sure that as much as John likes McDonald's, we don't want to everyone eating McDonald's while we're on the road.
Wendy's.
That is even worse.
That's so expensive and bad.
Yes, that's very expensive and bad.
No, so what I did for the working trip is I brought a Yeti cooler, and I filled it with snacks and sandwich materials and stuff, lunch meat, cheese, and we lived off of the snacks and vegetables and fruits and sandwiches the whole way. No goy feed required. Wasn't too bad. Lawrence refused to eat it, and he kept eating gas station food, and then he had to, like, go to a bathroom and a Five Guys burgers, and he was like, oh, I was shitting out liquid bile. I'm like, I should have ate the sandwiches. Dude, he's like, no, I'm sick of those sandwiches. I've had, like, five of them.
He's just a white girl, very big.
And he just ate like liquid goy feed and like, yeah, it was bad. Poor Lawrence. Yeah. He's like, I see why Kurt Cobain doesn't do road trips and tours. And I was like, well, Kurt Cobain's dead. That's why he doesn't do tours.
Yeah, but 100% we could just grab bread, sandwich, eat a bunch of condiments, bring like coolers worth of stuff and just drive down. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I do want to put together a little bit of a meal plan since we're going to have some time, because while we, you know, it is like, because I do want us to have fun. I do want us to enjoy ourselves. And I do want people to go, yeah, we did a lot of activism in Montana, met up with the Utah guys, met up with the Idaho guys. Like, best case scenario, you know, we got a bunch of recruits in, but those freaking sandwiches, man. You know, like, I do want people to actually, you know, enjoy good food.
Look, so, man, as long as there isn't oatmeal and hardtack, I'm going to be happy.
So I think we're going to be having exclusively oatmeal and hardtack and grits, of course.
Oh, okay, okay.
You'd actually like grits a lot, I'm pretty sure.
I love grits. I grew up on that.
Oh, yeah. Just real quick side.
I grew up on Hamburger Helper, and I hate it.
Yeah. Who here has had grits?
Well, me.
Yeah. All right.
Only in Oklahoma. I don't know if I have or not, honestly.
If you don't know if you had grits or not, you haven't had grits. And probably a lot of... Okay, so that dog ain't gonna... we're gonna have to fix that. But yeah, anyway. Okay, so yeah, I mean, definitely we can bring some sandwich foods, that sort of thing. We can all just hang out. And I mean, I assume we're gonna do different hotel rooms for the sake of us being able to sleep in beds. But, you know, we'll all meet up in one room and just chill, hang out, etc.
Yeah, we got two. When we did the Oregon trip, we did two Motel 6 rooms that had three beds each. Each room had two guys per bed. Worked out.
Yeah, right on, right on.
Did you and Lawrence share a bed, John?
Yes, of course.
Cute.
Right, so of course, I don't believe, since there's really no reason to, well, maybe it depends. Should there be a uniform requirement, seeing as there is a possibility that we're going to have a lot of people coming out?
No. If we're doing street activism, no. It just draws more attention to us, you know?
Yeah, if we're all wearing, like, the same pants or the same shoes, the same mask, everybody's going to be like, oh, I wonder what those guys are doing.
Unless they have some certain event, like, I don't know.
Well, I don't mean, like, for doing activism. Like, no, I'm not going
to
be...
It's just more shit to pack we don't necessarily need.
Yeah, fair enough, honestly. Because, like, because I was thinking, like, oh, what if we have all the, like, a lot of the Utah guys, a lot of the Washington guys, basically all the Idaho guys, and we're all in one place, and, you know, I bring my flag, and we're just hanging out, and, you know, we have the flag held up and everything. It's like, do we want to just be in our street apparel, put on some masks and some shades, and then just call that a shoot and send it to Mason, Texas, or do we want to, you know...
Yeah. It's how we do street activism and how we all do banner drop. We've done a few banner drops in the org where everyone was uniformed up, but it just draws unnecessary attention to you. You know, like, people will just stop and start filming, and they might recognize you. And if you get recognized in the uniform next to your car, like, that's a dock.
That is a big dock. Yes, very much so.
Immediately docks. It'll take some one little photo.
So. Mm-hmm. 100%. So one thing I'd like to ask of all of you for the sake of this is before this is a much farther in the future kind of thing. Like, you don't have to do this now, but, and even if you did it now, we're going to do it there anyway. I do want to take time for us to get together and, like, just online, and to, before we do this, just do a really quick refresher, go over the guidelines again. Because it's like, yes, we all know what the guidelines are. We should know what the guidelines are, but I'd still like a refresher, because it's, if it's fresh in the mind, you know, we don't want us screwing up, because what is it? An ounce of preparation. What's the phrase? An ounce of preparation is worth a pound of regret, or something like that.
Here.
Yeah. John, do you think, is there any, I mean,
This is standard activism that I do on a regular basis, where we just grab a bunch of guys, throw them in a car, drive around, and do a bunch of banner drops and other stuff, just like I recently did in Kittitas with David, Vincent, and Ethan, and no one's ever gone out on a stick run with me. You know what it's like. You know, you drive around, hit as many spots as possible that you have this on a list. So it's, yeah,
like, that's
not,
with me,
not
it's
too,
like,
crazy.
Yeah, with me, I'm like, I'm not worried. It's like, oh, if we do this one thing, Thomas is going to get us. No, it's not like this. With me, because, like, the more people we have, the more I'm worried. Like, I'm fairly certain a lot of you are very competent, but we do have new people. Ethan is one of them, and I'm not saying you're incompetent, Ethan, but, you know, you are new. So you might not know something, or you might be fresh on something. Because what I don't want is, I don't want us to go there having a good time, and then all of a sudden somebody screws up, something blows out of proportion, and then all of a sudden Thomas comes up to me and goes, hey, Johnny, you're the one who hosted this Montana thing. What the hell happened? And then go, yeah, no, you shouldn't be doing these. That'd be great.
That's not going to happen. Anything. I'm going to be the one to type silly. But nothing silly is going to happen, because I'm going to make sure that everything we do is going to be safe, fine, and within the guides, and done actually and efficiently and safely. So it will be fine. No worries.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
And I'm comfortable with everyone in this mumble call to go out and do an activity like that. You know, it's not the hardest thing to go throw up some stickers and throw up a poster and banners all around the same time, in the same evening. But, you know, all the guys here are pretty good. Obviously, there's new guys and you get trained up, but we'll be fine. Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, if anything, this is a great experience for y'all, because, like, and by the time we are done with this, if you are actively doing activism, you'll have some experience under your belt.
Yeah, like, I've already got Vincent and Ethan trained up on how to do stickers. Vincent knows how to do posters. Both know how to do banner drop. So
I'd like to, now, I am not one to condone the, taking of other people's property, but if for some reason we happen to come across the flag of an enemy and we decide to conquer it, I am half tempted to put out a bounty reward. What do you think, John?
And the town of Missoula has just tons of these yard signs in front of people's houses, and they all say, like, Gay Pride, Black Lives Matter, so on and so forth. But I don't know. Let's check kind of an activity that's really done with like two members driving around. I would feel uncomfortable doing that with a large group and multiple vehicles of people simply because it is more or less not something everyone here is experienced with. It's something you want to do late at night, you know, and it's more illegal, and we shouldn't try to do anything too far from home that's necessarily too illegal. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of bonding the same.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw it out there because I think it'd be really funny to just have, like, just a truck full of those things.
I mean, I agree. Awesome, I would love to just march through those neighborhoods and just snatch all those yard signs up and then throw them in a dumpster. But...
yeah, it would be awesome. It's just that we'd have to do it, like, yeah, around 11... after 11 p.m., realistically.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I do stuff like that, I'm usually doing it at, like, 2 in the morning.
You live.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So, so there's two options as well, and we can go about timing. So, do we want to start the journey around maybe morning, afternoon, or do we want to start it in the afternoon? Because if we start it morning, we're going to have a lot more daylight. But if we start it in the afternoon, we're going to have nighttime coming around a bit more. So we'll have the cover of dark. John likes to do it out in the daytime. Me and a lot of the other Idaho, as well as some of the Eastern
night
boys, we're vampires. They're going to night.
I'm a daytime activist guy.
I don't really care. I've grown to find out that you can do activism any time of the day, so long as you don't look funny. But, no, we should definitely start early and just make a whole day of it. Our actions are so quick, you know, police response time is relatively low. Not really a big deal to do during the day. Except for certain things. Stenciling, posters. I haven't really done too much daytime posters. If you just get a group of guys and you guys are all up in an electric box and you're putting a poster on, people driving by, they can't see because there's a wall of people blocking the poster, right? And then they drive off. And then you guys just kind of walk off and go back to your vehicle, and someone would have to do a U-turn to come harass you. And even then, I kind of doubt it going out in an area like that. They see all these red and blue colors. They're gonna cool.
So here's the... I guess the pros and cons in my mind about day and night. During the day, there's a lot more activity, so people will be walking by.
Nighttime is suspicious in these small, white, rural areas.
Early
morning is the best time.
Fantastic point, because these are very rural, semi-xenophobic areas where they're like, ooh, they're doing something I'm not familiar. Then all of a sudden the cops are called, and then we have these small town cops who have way too much authority than they should have, and a way bigger head than they should be. So that is an option. So daytime activism, there's going to be more activity if someone does something, maybe not as weird, or they're just people are too busy. So there's that. At nighttime, of course, there's going to be less people out on the road, meaning that if we need to do stenciling, we're throwing up posters that... by the time I like doing it at night, because when the morning rush comes, so many people are moving by, they're seeing it. Not only that, but because people are on their way to work, they're not going to go out of their way to be late to work to take off a poster.
Yeah, that's why early morning stuff is like really good during any time of the week, because people are either too busy with their day or everyone's drunk and hungover. Especially like on a Sunday early morning, like around 5 a.m. for an action, it's probably the best time to do any action. As for doing stencils out there, I don't know. I like doing stencils having a place scouted and prepped in mind, and not always just winging those. Just winging activism is a great way to get caught. I don't really have a lot of experienced guys right now with doing stencils. I don't know. If I have my stencils with me and I see a big George Floyd mural, I might take an hour out of our day to check it out and do it. But I think we should just stick to posters and banners.
Yeah, off the book, of course. But, so...
they're quick and easier.
Yeah, quick and easier.
And I don't think there's going to be any of those out there anyway, you know?
With me, what I was primarily thinking is, so while we're traveling down the highway, I don't really, because me driving down Montana, driving down the interstate and the highways, there's not a lot of overpasses, so you don't really have a lot of those concrete barriers. But the beauty of Montana is it's very flat. So if we're out there in the middle of the night or during the day, look to our left, look to our right. If there is literally no vehicles that we can see for like 5 miles, we're probably set to do a quick like spritz and then leave. But towns, like the main towns themselves, I would agree that, you know, it's definitely a good time for us to do a lot of that scouting as well and do a lot of that reconnaissance. But I think the towns themselves, yeah, probably not the best to do stenciling. But I do want us to bring it just in case, because you never know. Because when we get to southern Idaho, there might be a bunch of, like, you know, Ben and Oscar and, you know, might be like, oh, yeah, no, these are perfect places to stencil.
I don't know. Depends on whether I want to bring him. A lot to pack, a lot to plan. It's a new region we've never done. And those guys that live down in southern Idaho, they probably don't know shit about Montana. They don't ever go up in Montana.
So. I don't even know if they're going to be coming with us to Montana.
That's probably not. I've found that those Idaho guys aren't the most reliable. They're very busy.
Well, not only that, but logistically speaking, they're going to be driving up to, like, maybe Bozeman or, like, Idaho Falls, Pocatello, something like that. And then by the time they're done with that and we're on the way, they're just going to be driving home. And then we're going to be hitting it anyway. So it's logistically speaking, it's not the best. I think what would be better is if they stayed in southern Idaho. And because they're in southern, because they're there, they might know their region a lot better. And then they can just help us plan activism a lot better and use their own material and just have a lot more people putting it up. So I think having them as that kind of fresh focus point in the South would be beneficial, instead of just making them take a day drive, go up, and then come back down, which would really serve no purpose because we're going through there anyway.
Yeah, Lawrence's opinion.
Yeah, Lawrence.
We're going to go to Montana and do a bunch of activism there. No one's really done much activism in Montana aside from the one banner drop we did on the way down to Salt Lake City. What do you think? Should we bring all of the stencils with us? And if we see a place to stencil, we stencil it up? Or do you think it's too risky and foolish to go to an area that we've never been and try to attempt that that's not been scouted?
Use your judgment. I've done stenciling in broad daylight in front of people and nothing ever happened. I'm not saying you should always do that, but just use your judgment. Like, cops aren't going to materialize out of nowhere. As long as, like, how many people are going on this trip? Like, there's going to be, like, 4 or 5, correct?
So there is a possibility that we are going to be networking with the Utah guys. So there might be a little bit more than we originally thought. I know me, George, and Marcus should be going. But me and George,
okay.
And I'll do it by myself if y'all bail. So I'm doing it whether you're coming or not.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like we talked about last time, I know you wanted to do it, like, all throughout the middle of the night. I don't know if that's, like, changed now or not, but...
We're going to be changing that because, honestly, either... It's not really viable, and besides, it's going to cause a lot of complications with one people's circadian rhythm. It's going to cause problems with us having sight because, you know, it is Montana, middle of the night, great. That's a great way to be going somewhere if you don't want people to see you. But at the same time, it's nice to have that light. And yeah, and it's a small town, so the probability of them just tearing it down because they know who, because John made a good point, they might not even know who the hell we are, and they might be like, yeah, boomers, like, yeah, America, red, white, blue, so they might...
No, that's exactly what's going to happen, that they're just going to be like, oh, cool, whatever, you know.
So we're probably going to start live in the morning.
Okay, like, yeah, they're people, they're not going to do anything. Like, what are they going to do? They're going to yell at you? Like, big deal. No one's going to do anything, man. No one's going to shoot you. No one's going to do nothing.
This was just hypothetical.
People don't want trouble. People don't want trouble. And if you're skulking around out at night in little towns, that's where you're going to find it more often than not.
Yeah, that's what
we talk.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing it in the daytime. And so what we're thinking, because we have the hikes coming up and people have their family and work obligations, what we're thinking is mid-October. Would you actually be able to make it up here mid-October?
I mean, consider the snow, man. Like, there's going to be a lot of snow. I don't know if you want to drive in that, you know? Like, ideally, it's best to do something like this in the summer or the fall. Yeah, I mean, October should be okay. I don't know what the weather's like in Montana, but take the snow into consideration if that's something you're willing to drive through.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think you should try and get just guys local to you. That way you can do it a lot sooner and you can beat the weather. That when you have more people, more cars, these things become much slower and there's more wiggle room for things to go wrong. Like, oh no, where did David go on the sticker run? He's gone. Or where's Joe Washington? Oh, he decided to go smoke a blunt behind a dumpster and everyone left him. And then the cops showed up and arrested him or something. So, less people is easier to keep track of. And I think, yeah, when does it start snowing in Montana? Like September, right? Like in a week or two, it's going to start snowing. And then October, it's going to start snowing even more. So.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I
like driving like snow. I like fucking hate it because everyone else doesn't know how to drive snow.
Yeah, dude, like you guys drove through the snow last year around January, like, and you hit the elk on the way there. Like, it's not impossible. I don't know. Personally, I'd wait till spring or summer to do it. That's my opinion for a trip like that. But once again, not impossible. I'm not saying you can't or you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it around this time of year. The ticket would already be, like, the train would already be gone for me for that idea. But if you did it, like, a one-day or two-day-long thing, like, maybe that would be more reasonable. You know, like, I remember your original plan was to go all the way down Montana, all the way down to Boise, and back up again. Very ambitious three-day-long action. Not possible, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's a little too ambitious, you know, something to think about.
I mean, it's something to think about, but so this is the thing with me. So is it ambitious? I think we can, if we really do our time well, because what I gave you time estimate-wise was a very, like, probably worst-case scenario, but we're going to be doing a lot of pre-scouting. We're going to be able to have addresses of where we need to go in regards of activism, that sort of thing. If we divide and conquer, it's going to go through a lot faster, and so I think we can take a three-day thing and put it down to, like, a go there, stay for, like, a night, and then just the rest of it just go through. So, yes, I agree. It is ambitious. And when we do have a lot of people, it is, you know, a lot more to manage. But I think that we're confident adults, so I think we can do it. But
yeah,
but
it's entirely doable. It's going to take up the whole weekend.
I think the main anxiety is snow. If there's no snow, I think everyone would be perfectly fine.
I'm looking it up right now. It's saying for Missoula in October, the average snowfall is 0.6 inches, and that's for the whole month. So I don't think snow is going to be a huge issue unless we just happen to go on a snowstorm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so light snow, boo-hoo. And it doesn't start snowing in Idaho till a lot later, so.
Yeah, it's probably like the same, really.
Yeah, so yeah, Lawrence and John, if it was like very lightly snowing, and I doubt that it's going to go from like 0.06 inches or like 0.6 inches to like 8 feet in like 2 days. So if it was like extremely light snow, would you still be like, yeah, it's safe?
I mean, personally, I'm like a Carthaginian war elephant. Anytime there's snow, I don't leave the house. That simple as. It's not the snow I'm worried about. It's more so the ice and driving on that. Like, even Washington, you know, it was like not even
Florida. Florida.
You're all frozen. And, like, getting home.
Florida.
What? Anyway, getting home from Seattle to Bellingham, like, on the I-5, it took me, like, an hour. Everyone was going, like, 25 miles an hour on the freeway. I was like, oh, my God. Dude, why is so much lightning? Oh my God, dude, this is crazy right now.
I do know how to drive on the snow. I mean, if I get studded tires on my SUV, dude, I can hit the highway with just like maybe 1-2 feet of snow hitting 65. Like, it doesn't bother me. But it's just Yeah, I'm like, we're going to take precautions if necessary. But yeah, weather is definitely something we're going to have to look into. Ask locally. I can maybe just literally just call some people in Montana and be like, hey, when does it snow?
Yeah, I mean, that could work. Go on 4chan and just ask on whatever. And make a
threat. It comes in September and leaves in April.
That could be possible. That could be possible. But yeah, I'll call and try to get some official thing. Like, I don't know, maybe hell, call the town hall of Missoula and just be like, hey, when does it snow? And be like, oh, it snows this time. Cool, thanks.
All right, John, there's only one of us with no microphone. All right. I got 3 hour drive ahead of me right now. And I've had a whole schizophrenic night. The second I left Grant's house, okay, like, I had people, like, freaking coming up to me, I saying, like, dude, I'll give you $100, you give me a ride home. And I'm, like, trying to listen to Sam Virginia, like, to talk to me. And then, like, there's an advertisement at the gas station for a pump that doesn't work. And then there's the freeway, right? It's just horrible. But, like,
Lawrence, just chill, relax. I'm going to be meeting with George and Marcus tonight. We're doing a banner drop. So I'm going to talk about it a bit more. And, you know, we can just focus on driving, getting home, being safe. And then I think you'll be in a lot clearer, less schizo state of mind. And I think everything will be a lot better. That sound good?
Yeah, I'll talk to you all later. I need to focus on this right
now. All right. Feel right. Awesome. Feel right. Awesome, man.
Good job, Brody. Good job, Brody.
All right, bye.
All right, so hypothetical throwout, middle of October, either extremely light, or no snow. How many people would be willing to make it? Alex, Chris, Vincent, Ethan, John?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be able to make it. I just want to know, like, yeah, am I going to be driving to Northern Idaho, or do you want to meet me in Montana? Regardless, it's going to be over a 10-hour drive for me.
Mm-hmm. Or, if possible, what you could do is, if it's not too much of a drive, what you could do instead, for the sake of, like, saving you a bunch of time, is you could actually drive up and meet up, if John is coming, and meet up with John Washington, and you guys can just, instead of you driving, it could be him driving and you just being along for the ride.
If I do that, I'm going to force Andrew Oregon to come.
That's fantastic.
I don't know about that, making a brand new guy from fucking Oregon come all the way across to P&W. Like, for dogs, it's really true.
Yeah,
dude, I can't even know. That guy needs to be trained up to do stickers and stuff.
Yeah, no, if he's that green, I don't want him coming.
He's very green.
What about Leah? If I'm gonna go on I-5, Alex, are you gonna
drive all the way from Southern Oregon all the way up to Seattle and all the way over to Missoula, Montana?
I can actually take more. That's more driving
than what we do for demo. That's like 20 hours. And what's a straight shot? 12 hours? And for us in Seattle, we're just going to drive straight to Spokane and then drive the rest of the way with... That's where we're meeting up, I'm assuming.
Alexander, if you want poultry... motivation, I can... If you make the drive, I can buy you some 5
Get to, like, Spokane, yeah, it's like 9 hours.
His parents in Florida. And he went to pre-law at UW.
He wants to be a lawyer.
Marcus, what are you doing? Anyway.
But it's, yeah, like, no. 10-hour drive if I was going to Spokane or, like, CDA or something.
Yeah. In all honesty, we'll probably meet up somewhere in Northern Idaho just so that, you know, because it's like, because I do want us to be able to have that convoy, to be able to go out, you know, get everything set up before we start making that long haul. Because once you pass Northern Idaho area going on I-90, until you hit Missoula, you're basically going to have nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, so, all right. So, anyway, so, again, all details, they're basically fluid, non-existent, because we don't know. We might even do this next year. We don't know. So, right now, like, one, of course, OPSEC, don't talk about it. Two is just, you know, nothing's concrete. So, you know, if anyone's like, yeah, I want to do the Montana road trip thing, what's that? Just tell them to talk with me or talk with John or if he wants. But, yeah, just don't tell people, oh, we're going mid-September or mid-October, because we're not at this point. But, yeah, so that's awesome. So, yeah, if you guys want to make the drive, if you want to come out, that's fantastic. If it's like, dude, this is a 12-hour drive just to get to the starting line, I get that, and you don't need to. But yeah, so just kind of maybe just throw it out there going, hey, sometime either later this year or next year, we're going to be doing a Montana road trip. Do you want to come? And I want to kind of keep this to the Washington, Oregon, Idaho guys. The Utah guys are going to be kind of a, hey, Southern Idaho kind of thing, because they're just nearby. But I do want to keep it to these three states. I don't want some guy, Lawrence can come if he wants, but I do want to keep it small. I don't want literally everyone from across the United States coming over to do a road trip, because that's going to cause so much stress on my mind. You know what I mean?
We'll talk about more of the details, but right now, who in here would be interested in going?
Yeah, who's interested in going?
I would be interested.
I'm mildly interested.
I'm interested.
All right, so a lot of people are interested. Fantastic. That's it. So we'll just make that head count fluid. But yeah, awesome. So yeah, we'll discuss the finer details when we're going to be doing the event, and it's going to be a lot shorter, but you will get the information that's needed for you to make the drive and for you to prepare. So yeah, awesome. Thank you guys for coming up to the meeting. I really appreciate you making it, especially on time. Some of you are a little bit tardy. That's fine. Fashionably late's fine. But yeah, I really appreciate you guys coming out to the meeting. Me and John are going to talk about it. Just stay tuned. But right now, it's just this event's pending, so don't get your hopes up. All right, you guys can go in general, talk, whatever.
Thanks, everyone. Talk to you later.
Yep, see you. John, do you want to hop into a meeting? John's gone.